Welcome back, everyone. AMD shares moving higher in after-hours trading as we're tracking them up by about 8.7% after the company reported its fourth quarter and full year 2021 financial results. The revenue for the fourth quarter of 2021 came in at $4.8 billion. Investors reacting positively to this news. And for more on this, to break down the earnings report, we've got Patrick Moorhead, who is the Moore Insights and Strategy founder, CEO, and chief analyst. Patrick, great to have you here with us. Help us walk through exactly what investors are taking away from this particular report and sending shares higher here in after-hours trading.
Yeah, so a lot of things going on here. I mean, first off, records for the quarter, record revenue, record net income, and record EPS, and a gross margin of 50% that investors haven't seen for a long time. And then when you add to that an improved outlook for 2022 and for the quarter, it's all coming back for AMD. I'm trying to look for a blemish, but it's hard.
Patrick, as you mentioned, AMD really beating here on every major metric that we've been tracking as well. And I'm wondering, should investors be taking these results as a sign that chip shortages, component shortages that have been plaguing the industry for the past year now are starting to dissipate?
It's interesting. AMD is a percentage of the overall high performance computing chips isn't as high as, let's say, NVIDIA or Intel. I think this is much more of a reflection on its competitiveness and its ability to execute on its roadmaps. And even AMD CEO Lisa Su acknowledges that it's going to be a tough 2022 when it comes to availability.
They saw a year-over-year increase, 67% in their gross profit that came in at $2.4 billion, it looks like. And so with that in mind, where do you expect them to continue to invest back into their operational efficiencies as we've seen across the chip space, 2022, 2023 even, could shape up to be a year of heavy investment to bring more processes to produce online, and then additionally kind of ramp up that capacity in order to meet some of their consumer and customer demand for a company like AMD?
Yeah, so AMD is investing even further ahead on CapEx. And while they don't have their own fabs, they have very strong relationships with TSMC and Global Foundries. And as you might notice, their CapEx did go up, but I really feel like that's a sign of expected growth into the future. Their profits were driven less by operational efficiencies and more of ASP and revenue increases. They had ASP increases all over their client computer line for PCs, driven by what's called the Ryzen 5000 line. And I also believe, given that data center doubled again, those margins on a percentage basis and on a whole dollar amount are absolutely incredible. Some of these chips sell for thousands of dollars each as they're headed for the data center, and AMD is gaining share, and they have a very competitive lineup for 2022.
We were talking earlier in the show about the M&A deals that have been happening over the past month in video gaming, Microsoft and Activision Blizzard, of course, Take-Two and Zynga. And I'm wondering, how do you see AMD perhaps being impacted by this latest wave of consolidation and potentially growth in the future in video gaming?
So AMD is obviously a supplier of gaming from end to end. They have graphics cards for the biggest gamers that are $1,000 each, all the way down to their console gaming with Sony and Microsoft. I feel like both Sony and Microsoft are making huge investments in gaming and gaming content because they see it as an area of growth. And I believe as the interest in gaming increases, AMD will be able to piggyback on top of that increased demand, as long as they keep the sockets for Sony and Microsoft, and they're gonna rise with the tide as well.